Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a lifestyle content creator, YouTuber, the host of this podcast where we talk about things lifestyle, wellness, self-care, self-improvement, and pretty much everything in between. It is the end of another week, but by the time you're listening to this, it's the start of a new week. And I just have to say, your girl is back. She is fully back and better. If you listened to my last podcast episode, you know that I was sick and I was still kind of healing from that. And we are over that. We're good. We're back to it. I ended up taking my own advice this week from that episode as well, which was all about tips on how to kind of reset your life, get back on track, get back into a productive routine. If you haven't listened to that, if you're someone who recently has lost motivation, you need a little pep talk to get you back on the right track, go listen to that episode before you continue on with this one, okay? But anyways, I definitely took my advice last week with the tips that I shared, and I just have to say that the power in refocusing and getting back into a routine is unmatched. Just 1 week of focusing on my daily habits, practicing the rituals that make me feel good, getting back into my routine really improved my mental health, my emotional health, my physical health. I feel completely, completely different than I did at the beginning of last week or even just a few weeks ago. And this is your reminder that there is power in routine. There is power in your daily habits, and they really do make all the difference. So I just wanted to say that I'm feeling so much better this week. I'm feeling like my best self, and I love her, and it feels good to be back and to be back even better. Side note, it is extremely windy out right now, so if you can hear the wind in the background, let's just pretend it's ambiance music, okay? It's setting the mood, it's setting the vibe for today's episode. At least that's what I'm telling myself so I don't get irritated by the sound of the wind, but I digress. As you could tell by the title of today's episode, we are talking about my top tips that will improve your life. Now, I've done several variations of this topic as well, but as I learn, as I grow, as I evolve in my own life, there's always something new that I'm adding to this list of things that I do that improve my life. So I have some new things that I want to share with you guys, and also some much needed reminders as well. So some of these tips I've definitely shared in the past, but I feel like it's worth mentioning again. So definitely get your notebooks out. I'm really excited for today's episode. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. We all know life can be crazy and chaotic, and I know I'm not the only one who's left feeling stressed and like my hair is shedding. But when it comes to hair thinning, there are definitely many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing a thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. I've talked about my hair thinning struggles in the past, and according to their wellness quiz that I took online, a lot of it had to do with stress that I was dealing with at the time and my lifestyle habits. Because of these results, Nutrafol sent me exactly what I needed. If you are interested in taking the hair wellness quiz yourself, you can do so on Nutrafol.com and get a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple, and we love simple. All you have to do is purchase online, you don't need a prescription, and you get free shipping and automated deliveries that will ensure you never miss a day. If you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair, you can do so by going to Nutrafol.com. And for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter our promo code JSHAW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Again, that's Nutrafol spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code JSHAH at checkout. Okay, so I want to get into our life update portion of the episode, and I'm not going to lie, this one's going to be a little bit longer than they typically are because we have a few life updates to share, and they're really exciting. I'm so excited to share this with you guys. I kind of sneak peeked it a little bit on my last Instagram dump that I did, how this week has just been full of blessings and new opportunities, and I'm so grateful and so excited. And what is life is what I just keep telling myself. But the first life update that I want to share is the fact that I am entering the last year of my 20s this Saturday. Saturday, May 4th is my 29th birthday, and I'm a little shook. I can't even lie. My 20s came and went, okay? Obviously, I've known that I've been in my late 20s for a while now, but realizing that my 29th birthday was around the corner just was like an eye-opening moment for me, because I realized it is the last year of my 20s. And I don't know why, in my mind, I just felt that I was going to be 20-something forever. I've talked about lessons from my 20s, things that I've learned in my early 20s, things I wish I knew in my early 20s. My 20s has been a big theme in my life. Obviously, I feel like our 20s are pivotal years. They're probably the hardest years that we will go through as adults. And there's so much growing and learning and healing and trials and tribulations in our 20s. And the fact that I am entering the last year of my 20s in 1 week, I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, I do know how I feel about it. I'm excited and I'm happy because I know that I have put in the work in my 20s, okay? I've put in the inner work. I've put in the groundwork, the foundation for my life in the future. Like, I know that I have made the most of my 20s. I've lived, I've laughed, I've loved. I've gone through different phases. I've been in my party era. I've been in my self-improvement era. I've been in my healing era. I have been through a lot of eras, and I have evolved so much from my early 20s to my mid 20s to now my late 20s. I'm just so grateful to be getting older, to be honest. Getting older is a privilege and a blessing. And I can honestly say that I freaking love the woman that I am becoming. I love her so much, and I am so proud of how I've spent my 20s. And I feel like I've really made the most of my 20s by being young, making mistakes, getting to know myself, taking risks, following my heart. There isn't anything that I regret doing or not doing. And it's so crazy to think back to when I started this podcast. I was only 23 years old, and to look back on the evolution of my growth, which essentially is this podcast in a nutshell, is so wild to me. Like, I really thought I knew something back then, and granted, I only knew what I only knew. Now that I'm entering the last year of my 20s, I know so much more. I still have to take some time to really reflect and think about the last almost 29 years of my life, specifically the last 9 years of my life, but I can honestly say that I'm really happy with where I'm at in life, with who I am as a person, who I'm becoming, and I can confidently say that younger me would be so proud of herself. I know if younger me could look at the version of myself that I am today, she would look at herself in awe and admiration, and I feel really good about that. I feel like I did the damn thing, and that is what makes me excited to eventually enter my 30s. I know I have one more year left, but I feel like because I have made the most of my 20s, I have put in the hard work on myself, towards my goals, towards my dreams, that my 30s is going to be where I truly flourish and step into who I've always been meant to be. And that is when I will truly, truly see the fruits of my labor. I'm starting to see them now, but I feel like in my 30s, that's when it will really all unfold for me. So most likely I will do a reflection episode next week. I need to sit down and really think and reflect a little bit more because I haven't had time to do that, but I'm sure I will come out with some episode in regards to entering the last year of my 20s and all of that. So stay tuned for that if that's something that you're interested in. So that's just one little life update. Your girl is entering the last year of her 20s this Saturday, May 4th. If you want to wish me a happy birthday, you can do so on Instagram. But yeah, I'm really, really excited, and I'm so excited for my birthday plans. I am spending it exactly how I want to, which is nothing but self-care, getting a massage, getting a facial, getting dressed up and cute and going to a nice restaurant. Like, that's exactly how I want to ring in the last year of my 20s feeling rejuvenated, rested, refreshed, taking care of myself, indulging in self-care and all those beautiful things that I love and enjoy. So I'm so excited for my birthday weekend. I'll definitely be vlogging it on my YouTube channel if you want to check that out. But that is our first life update. Now I want to get into our second life update, which is what I'm most excited to share with you guys. And I don't know why, but I'm a little nervous too. I don't know why, but I just feel nervous. But I know it's like good nerves, excited nerves. So I have to like give a whole backstory and kind of share in detail how everything played out, because the way that this opportunity played out is just, it was God. That's all I can say, is that it was God. It was divine timing, divine intervention. It wasn't me. So for those of you who are newer here, I have been working for myself ever since 2021. March 2021 is when I quit my day job and I went into my full-time coaching business. And throughout the last few years, my coaching business pivoted into doing content creation full-time. I do the podcast full-time. That's pretty much my main job ever since 2021. And then, of course, creating content, working with brands here and there, things like that. But my main job has been my podcast, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm so grateful that I have a community and I make a living simply speaking my thoughts into a mic. Like when I really sit back and think about that, that is an insane thought to me. But I digress. I'm very grateful for this job. I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I've loved my journey through all of the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations, pivoting from coaching to being a content creator. It's been a journey, and I've loved every minute of it, even when things have been difficult. Even through all of my creative ruts and my seasons where I struggled to find motivation to do what I love, I have always envisioned my path looking a very specific way, which was being a content creator when it comes to my career specifically. And eventually, I thought maybe once I grew my audience and I wanted to expand, I would start a brand or something. That is pretty much the main vision that I've had for myself. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make in life is having tunnel vision and closing ourselves off to the infinite and unlimited possibilities that are out there and all the different ways that our path and our journey can look. What I've learned recently is that when you surrender to what you think things should be, or how you think things should be, and you open yourself up to whatever is aligned for you, whatever is possible, doors will begin to open, opportunities will begin to knock on your door that you did not even realize were an option or you could not see yourself doing. And this is something that I've experienced as of recently. And I know I'm kind of beating around the bush and not really like saying what I need to say, but I just had to preface this by saying that I have always envisioned my path looking a certain way. I love what I do as a content creator. I'm not going to stop doing what I do by any means. But recently, a new opportunity has opened itself up for me, and I want to share that with you guys. The big news is I am officially the new community manager for a wellness brand called Inside Then Out, and I could not be more excited, you guys. Like, this is not something that I imagined for myself. This is not something that I pictured happening. The way that this opportunity has unfolded in my life, that was divine timing and divine intervention. So let's get into it, because there's so much more I want to say. So first and foremost, if you haven't heard of the brand Inside Then Out, I actually talked about them recently. I bought a planner from them. They are a wellness brand that creates tools for journaling, self-care, wellness, and to really help you create more intentional moments in your life. And if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're like, wow, that sounds very on brand to everything that I do on my platforms, everything that I talk about. And it absolutely is. And I am their new community manager, which is like insane to think about. And the way it all happened was just so organic. The way that this opportunity perfectly complements my life now is what I'm most in awe of. And what I mean by that is I don't have to change anything about my lifestyle or anything that I do in order to make this job work. Like I said, I love what I currently do as a content creator. I love my lifestyle in terms of being able to wake up whenever I want and really have any type of day that I want to have, and I am in full control over my life, my schedule. This opportunity will allow me to still be able to do that. I'm really, really, really excited for this new chapter. I wanted to share this with you guys because obviously it's a new chapter in my life and it's an exciting chapter. But I also wanted to share this with you guys to remind you of the lesson in all of this, which is, again, you might have a specific vision of what your path is supposed to look like or how it should look like. And although it's great to have like clarity and goals and things that you're working on, I think it's also important to be open to the endless, infinite, unlimited possibilities that are out there for you, because there might be something even better that's possible for you that you can't even imagine for yourself. And this is a lesson in that, is being open to the possibilities of anything and the fact that anything could happen at any moment, and also the importance of listening to your intuition and trusting in the divine guidance. Even if you don't fully understand why you are being led to do something, trust that feeling, trust your intuition. This is the same feeling that I had when I started feeling called to move to Phoenix. I had never been to Phoenix. I had never been to Arizona. I did not know anyone who lived here. There was no logical reason for me to feel like moving to Phoenix was a good idea or that I should do it. That was all my intuition. That was all my gut. And when I got the idea or the feeling of moving here, I had to have faith and trust that my intuition was leading me here for a reason that was bigger than what I could imagine, and it absolutely was. So many things have happened since I've moved here, things that I could have never imagined were possible or could be possible for me. And now that I've been here almost 3 years, I see clearly why I was being led here. And I feel like this opportunity is another example of that. I don't know what exactly is the bigger reason behind being led towards this path and this opportunity. In my gut and in my intuition, I feel that this opportunity is bigger and more deeper than just another source of income. Obviously, having multiple sources of income is smart and it's good to have, but I truly feel that me being led towards this opportunity is something bigger. And so here we are now in a new chapter, new job, new hair, new era, and I could not be more excited. I am so grateful. I'm so blessed for this opportunity. And with that being said, I'm definitely not stopping by any means my content creation journey. I'm still going to be creating content regularly how I normally do. This is just in addition to what I already do. And what I'm most excited about as well is that I will be able to provide more insights, more valuable content for you guys, because now I have something new that I am going to learn from and lessons that I'm going to learn that I can share with you guys, whether it's how to balance your work from home job with your passion projects or your life and self-care. There are so many things that I'm going to be learning in this new chapter that I will be able to share with you guys that I haven't been able to share yet because it just hasn't been my experience. So that's exciting. I'm excited. And I could have never imagined that this would be what the next chapter of my life looks like. I have felt for a while that big change was coming, opportunities were around the corner, but I could have never imagined that it would be what it is. But I am grateful, and I know this is just the beginning of this new chapter. And I wanted to share this with you guys for transparency reasons, but also because you guys are my girls. You guys are my besties. Like, I have to share something as big as this with you guys. And I hope that this inspires you to open yourselves up to the possibilities that are available to you that you don't even know are there. All you have to do is surrender and let go of control and watch. Just watch these opportunities begin to pop up in your life. So that is the big update. I hope that you guys are excited as I am. But yeah, that's what's been going on around here. I know this was a long life update, but we don't always do these long life updates, so I hope you don't mind. And that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's finally get into today's episode. I already know I'm not the only one who gets extremely overwhelmed when they're shopping, whether that be for toilet paper, cereal, and don't even get me started when it comes to skincare. There are so many different options, and I feel like there's a new skincare brand launching every other month, and it's a lot, okay? It's a lot to choose from. It's overwhelming. For example, the other day I spent hours researching the best sunscreen that wouldn't clog my pores or break me out. Welcome to oily, acne-prone skin life. And it honestly felt like I was doing a research paper. Finding skincare products that actually work for you is complicated, and that is why I'm excited to be partnering again with Apostrophe, our sponsor for today's episode. So Apostrophe's main goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin. Whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring, Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. So if you haven't heard, Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get you customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. All you have to do is fill out an online consultation about your skincare goals, your medical history, you snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan for you. Apostrophe also offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne, facial acne, to even back and chest acne. If you guys watch my YouTube videos, you know that my current skincare goals are to fade my dark spots and improve my skincare texture, and I love that Apostrophe has a customized treatment plan for those specific concerns. And if you're interested in trying out Apostrophe for yourself, we have a special deal for our audience listeners. You can get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/glow when you use our promo code GLOW at checkout. That's apostrophe.com/glow and use our promo code GLOW at checkout. That is a savings of $15. Thank you to Apostrophe for sponsoring today's episode. Okay, let's finally get into my top tips that will improve your life from the inside out. So what I mean by that is I have some tips that are more meaningful and deeper, but I also have some more surface level, superficial type of tips. And what I've found is that both are important, both are necessary. And these are all the things that have improved my life in a deeper way, but also in a surface level way as well. And I couldn't be happier following these exact things. So my first tip that will improve your life is choosing a happy life. So there's a quote that I found. I don't know who says it, but it goes, "Happiness is a choice, not a result. Nothing will make you happy until you choose to be happy. No person will make you happy unless you decide to be happy. Your happiness will not come to you. It can only come from you." And I could not agree more with this quote. And when I say choose a happy life, this isn't some toxic positive tip implying that you can never experience negative emotions or that you can never go through a hard time, or if difficult times arise, you have to pretend like those things aren't happening. There will absolutely be moments where you are in a funk or when it's harder for you to find gratitude and happiness in your life, and that is part of the human experience. So when I say choose a happy life, I'm not saying pretend that everything is good even when things are not. However, what I am saying is that there is a huge difference between going through a challenging season, going through a funk, versus being comfortable with being unhappy. And yes, there are people who are comfortable being unhappy, and they probably don't even know it. I definitely used to be like this myself, and it took me a while to recognize that I was comfortable with being unhappy. And this is something that I've worked on, and I choose a happy life every single day. And that doesn't mean that I don't have any problems. I absolutely do. We all do. But despite my issues, despite the challenges that I may face, I choose a happy life. Regardless, I do my best to choose to have a gratitude mindset. Are there days where maybe I am not the happiest, or where I do struggle to find gratitude, or maybe I do try to practice all of the principles that I know help me to choose a happy life, and sometimes that's just not enough? Absolutely, probably like once a week, if we're honest. But the difference is I don't allow myself to stay unhappy for too long. I don't allow myself to get comfortable with complaining all the time, or being negative, or looking for the bad in every situation. situation. Sure, are there moments when I'm in a funk or I don't want to look on the bright side of things? Of course, I let myself feel those emotions. I let myself go through those things, but I make sure I do not allow myself to stay there for too long. And this is exactly how I choose a happy life. The first thing that I do is practice gratitude and being thankful for every season. So you could probably look at the chapter that I'm entering right now that, you know, I just shared with you guys. It's a really positive, uplifting season, and there's so much to be grateful for, and it's easy to be happy in a season like this. But let me tell you, a few months ago, we were in a completely different season, okay? It was obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. I was being tested left and right. Everything was going wrong. And every time I thought, okay, things cannot possibly get any worse, they absolutely did. And I can tell you that although there were moments where I struggled a lot to be happy, to practice gratitude, I still did my best to do those things. Even though it wasn't always possible and even though it wasn't always easy, I still did my best to practice gratitude and being thankful for every season. So this is coming from a girl who's had tough seasons, low seasons, and who is experiencing a high season right now. It is possible to choose a happy life even when you are in a tougher season. The second thing that I do to choose a happy life is letting go of the unimportant things. When big life-changing moments occur, that is when we often are forced to change our perspective and we're reminded of what really matters. I feel like we often get worked up over silly things like our partner forgetting to take out the trash, or maybe a friend never returned a phone call, or your sister stole your shirt. You know, we get worked up over things that don't really matter, and it typically isn't until something happens, like maybe a family member was in a car accident or your best friend got diagnosed with cancer. You know, it isn't until these big, significant, life-altering things happen that we realize what really matters in life and what doesn't. And this is something that I am working on myself. I've learned just this year alone that life is so unpredictable and anything can happen at any moment. And I've learned to let go of the things that don't really matter and focus on the things that I do, which is my loved ones, my health, my happiness, the little things, making sure that I never go to bed upset with my boyfriend, making sure that every time he walks out the door, I tell him I love him and I give him a kiss, because anything can happen at any moment. This has been so helpful in helping me choose a happy life and not getting worked up over things that don't really matter. The next thing that I do to choose a happy life is giving zero life to situations, people, things that disturb my peace, whether that's drama, petty behavior, over complaining about a situation. I will literally not respond. I will not acknowledge or add any fuel to the fire to anything or anyone that might affect my happiness anymore. Okay, emphasis on anymore. I've definitely learned my lesson in not engaging in things that are toxic, and I will never succumb myself to that ever again, okay? And I am proud to say my life is boring, and it is boring in the sense that I don't have any drama going on in my life. I don't have any tea to share, and 9 times out of 10, if you ask me what's going on in my life, what's new, I'm going to say not much, because that's honestly the truth. And if there is something serious going on in my life, there are only a very select few people in my life that I will share these things with, because I trust them and I know that they genuinely care and they're not just being nosy and want something to talk about later. As I get older, I realize I don't have to tell everyone everything. Also, the things that I do choose to speak on are typically positive things. Like if you ask me what's going on in my life or if we're catching up, 9 times out of 10, I am going to choose to focus on my accomplishments, goals that I'm currently working on, exciting travel plans that I have. Even if I might have issues that I'm dealing with or struggles, I am going to choose to focus on the positive. And in choosing to do this, something that I've noticed is that I find some people get bored with me when I don't have anything exciting, quote unquote, exciting to share with them. I don't have any drama to share with them, any tea. And I'm only speaking on the good things that are going on in my life or the things that I'm excited about. And this has been an eye-opening experience for me, which is another tip that I have in how I choose a happy life. And that's being mindful of the company that I keep. I've had to distance myself from people who are comfortable with constantly being unhappy. And this isn't me saying that the people that I choose to surround myself with can't go through hard times around me or they have to be happy all the time in order to be in my life. Not at all. I'm specifically talking about people who, even when things are going really well in their lives and there are many blessings to be accounted for, they will still find something to complain about. When I am surrounded by people who are constantly complaining, who are constantly speaking negativity over their lives and around me, that begins to seep into my energy. And you guys already know me. I am very protective of my energy. So once I start to sense someone around me is comfortable with being unhappy all of the time, that is when I begin to kind of distance myself, because that is going to affect how I feel in life and I choose a happy life. So that is my first tip in how to improve your life. Choose a happy life every single day. And this kind of leads me to my next tip, which is to choose your circle wisely. I have talked about the importance of choosing your circle wisely so many times already, and I probably sound like a broken record, and I honestly do not care, because we do not talk enough about how life-altering the circle you keep around you can be. And this is why I'm so incredibly selective with my circle. There's so many reasons to choosing your circle, whether it's for community, alignment and values, feeling seen, heard, supported. And to all of my girls who have big plans, goals, or you have something going for you, I need you to do yourself a favor and surround yourself with people who also are on the same wavelength as you, because someone who has nothing to lose will put you in compromising situations. When you have a lot going for you, when you have big plans for yourself, you cannot put yourself in situations that could deter you from those plans, okay? The people you surround yourself with will either align with you on the path that you're trying to go on, or they will distract you and lead you towards a different path. And something that I've learned when it comes to choosing your circle wisely was actually in the book that I recommended a while back, You Will Find Your People. In that book, there is a section that really validated what I have always wanted and needed from my circle and my community, but I've always felt like I could never ask for. And what I realized is that I have the right, we all do, we all have the right to require certain things from our circle, and that doesn't make us selfish. And what I've come to learn about myself and what I truly desire out of my circle and my community is I want to be celebrated. I want to be celebrated loud and unapologetically. I want people in my life who will throw me a celebration dinner for accomplishing a really important goal. I want to be supported and poured into. I want to be around people who are genuinely happy to support and love on me, and not people I feel like I have to prove my worth to. And for so long, I felt as though I couldn't ask for these things because it was asking for too much or it was unrealistic. And what I've learned is that perhaps I've been asking the wrong people. The right people will want to do these things in return as well. So when it comes to choosing your circle and cultivating your community, a few questions to ask yourself. How do I want to feel within my community? What do I want to receive from my community? What do I want to give into my community? Because like any relationship, it is a give and take. I pour into you, you pour into me. It has to be reciprocal. So think about all the things that you would want from your circle and what they would want from you and what you want to give into that circle. But this has been such an important tip in improving my life and my sense of connection with others and my community. My next tip to improve your life is creating routines that you love. Routine is medicine for the mind, the body, the soul. And I think this week has been the perfect reminder of this for me. Like I told you guys in the beginning of this episode, I took my own advice from last week's episode on how to kind of reset my life, get back on track. And just 1 week of being back on my routines has completely improved my mind, my body, how I feel, my energy. I feel more connected. I feel so much more grateful. And I can only imagine how much more I will improve as I continue on with my routines. And I'm such a routine girl. I cannot live my life without some sort of routine, whether it's a self-care routine, a morning routine, an evening routine, a reset routine, like whatever routines make you feel your best, create a routine that you love and that fills you up in all the ways that you need to be filled up from your mind, your body, your soul. The more that you pour into yourself, the more that you elevate, the better you feel, the more you have to pour into others and into the world. And there is so much power in routine. There's so much power in your small daily habits. Your routines do not have to be anything extravagant or extreme. It doesn't have to be this 4 hour long morning routine. You don't have to meditate for an hour. You don't have to work out every single day. It's all about creating a routine that fills your cup up. I think it's safe to say that airport anxiety is a real thing. I would know from the amount of times I've been in an airport just in the last month, between constantly checking my pockets for my ID or forgetting the gate number, even though I just looked at my boarding pass. It's stressful, but when you travel with Baze, your bag has the function and the fashion to keep you calm, carefree, and looking cute. Listen, the only thing that I'm upset about right now is that I did not have Baze with me while I was traveling this past month. It would have come so in handy, but now that I got my hands on a Weekender bag, the excitement that I have for some of my summer plans and my staycations are back. If you saw my Instagram story, you know how excited I am to be traveling with Baze. So if you haven't heard, Baze was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Baze has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep you organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Baze has over 30,000 five-star reviews, so whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Baze has your personal items covered. If you're interested in trying out Baze for yourself, right now Baze is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/jshaw. That's basetravel.com/jshah for 15% off your first purchase. So my fourth tip for improving your life is changing your environment. So this tip is specifically for my girls who currently hate the city, the neighborhood, or the area that they live in. Maybe you're feeling stagnant and stuck where you are. Maybe you dream of moving away, starting over, or you feel like there's just something more out there for you and it isn't where you're at. If you're happy with where you're at right now, then this tip doesn't apply for you. But personally, as someone who hated growing up in their very small hometown, and when I say small, we didn't even have a mall, okay? We still don't have a mall. There's only like one Target there. It's a very small town. And I didn't move out until like 25-ish. I will be the first one to tell you that changing my environment is the best, the absolute best decision that I've made for my life. I have a whole episode dedicated on moving to a new city and all of the challenges that come with moving to a new city, so I'm not going to get too into it right now, but I will just say this. Moving to a new area, a city that I actually felt inspired in, did so much for myself, my career, my confidence, and just my life in general. Recently, I shared this on my TikTok, but my life significantly elevated and improved when I moved to a different city and I changed my environment. And this advice applies to everyone at any age, but specifically to my 20-something year olds. Please listen to me when I say that moving out of your hometown in your 20s, even if it isn't forever, is the best thing that you could do for yourself, because there is just so much more life to experience, and our environments play a huge role in how we think, how we feel, our view on the world, our beliefs. And when I changed my environment, my view on what was possible changed as well. I met people who did the things I wanted to do and saw that it was possible. I received opportunities that didn't exist in my hometown. I grew in so many ways. I became more independent, more confident, and my world opened up in so many ways. My next tip is to find your aesthetic and create your life around it. So this is a more superficial, surface level type of tip, but it has been extremely helpful in improving my life. And I know people like to talk down on aesthetics and say having an aesthetic isn't real or practical, and I completely disagree, and let me tell you why. First of all, if you didn't know, the official definition of aesthetic is concerned with beauty or the appreciation of beauty. So essentially, it's appreciating the things that you find beautiful in life. And one thing I do to make my life better is curating my life with the things that I find aesthetic, because those are the things that bring me joy and make me happy and inspired. And for everyone, this is going to be different. I personally know what I like. I know the things that bring me joy, and I know the things that make me happy. So when I go shopping, when I decorate my home, when I get dressed, I typically follow the same aesthetic. And not because I have this strict rule on myself that I can only buy certain things, I can only like certain things or wear certain things. It's just things that I naturally love and I naturally gravitate towards. And because I follow what I naturally like, having an aesthetic is easy and effortless for me. And I think the reason why some people say trying to curate an aesthetic in your life or make your life look aesthetic is hard or is unrealistic is because they are trying to possibly follow an aesthetic that isn't what they really like, and maybe they're just following it because that's what's trending right now or that's what's popular. And that is what makes an aesthetic unrealistic and not practical. For example, my aesthetic, again, is easy for me to curate in my life because it's the things that I'm naturally drawn to. It's the things that I like and that I enjoy. But if I were to, let's say, try to go for the Y2K aesthetic, that would be incredibly hard for me to do. And it would also be inauthentic for me to do because I personally don't like anything Y2K related. I'm not drawn to that particular style. I don't like the colors, the looks, the vibe. It's not for me. So when you look at someone's life or style and you think everything about them is so aesthetic, how do they do that? Chances are they simply follow what they like, and that's why it looks so effortless. And again, having an aesthetic or making your life look a certain aesthetic, it's not that big of a deal and it's not super important. But as someone who loves an aesthetic, who loves making things, spaces look pretty, I love architecture, I love when things look put together, those specific things bring me joy, which is why this is a tip for me. So if you're not really into that or these things don't make you happy, then this tip might not apply for you. But if you are currently trying to uncover what your aesthetic is, take note of the things that you're naturally drawn to, whether it's style, colors, music, social media, vibes, like what are the things that you naturally gravitate towards? Another tip that I have if you're trying to find your aesthetic is that you don't have to stick to one thing either. Your aesthetic is yours. If you like the coquette vibe one day, but you're also into indie grunge, own it. You don't have to choose one or the other. There's no rule book. It's all about being authentic to yourself. That's really what it comes down to. My next tip is to find your definition of success and chase it. This one is so important. Your view of success is going to influence and lead the decisions that you make in life. So before you start chasing after these goals, I think it's so important to identify what is your definition of success. In society, we are typically given the standard definition of success, which is, for the most part, you go to college, get a degree, get a high-paying job with great benefits, you get married, buy a house, start a family. And that is really the only picture of success that has ever been painted to us. And I'm not saying that this version of success is wrong or untrue, but what I am saying is that it is not the only version of success. For someone, this could be the ultimate dream, and for others, this is probably their personal hell. But because this is primarily what we're told, I feel like so often people find themselves chasing this version of success, and when they finally achieve it, they realize that they're not happy or it isn't what they actually want. And I think it's so important to remember that everyone is different. Every path is different. There is no right or wrong path. It's just a matter of finding your definition of success and sticking to that. My next tip is, your life only has to make sense to you. One of the biggest lessons that I was forced to learn very early on, and although challenging, I'm so glad that I did learn this lesson, and that was realizing that my life, my decision, my choices only have to make sense to me, and it's not my job to make anyone understand or explain myself to anyone. Not my parents, not my friends, not the internet. No one. And I'm sure many of you can relate to some of the very overbearing questions that we get sometimes from our friends, from our loved ones, our coworkers, whether it's, why aren't you married yet? Why did you get married? When will you get married? Why haven't you bought a house? Why are you renting? Why don't you have kids? Will you have kids? Why don't you do this, that, and the other? And it's like, can I live? Can I just live? And honestly, sometimes it amazes me how other people have such strong opinions or questions over other people's lives. Because when it comes to me, I truly do not care what anyone does in their life. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, you're not lying, scheming, being a bad person, I truly do not care what anyone chooses to do with their life. If they choose to get married young or never get married, if they choose to have no kids or 5 kids, if they choose to be an entrepreneur or work a 9-to-5, I truly don't care. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me. I used to get so bothered when people asked me these really personal and invasive questions, and I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it still gets to me, but I've realized that my life only has to make sense to me and me only, and at the end of the day, all that matters is that I am happy with the choices that I've made in my life, and I'm happy with where I'm at, and if someone doesn't understand it or doesn't agree with it, that's not my business. That has been the most freeing feeling, to just let go of that need to try to explain yourself to someone or try to get someone to understand. Because the truth is, there will be people who just simply will never get it. And that's okay. My last tip to improve your life is to remember to not just exist, but actually live your life. Live your life, girl. So to my girls who hyper focus on their goals, self-improvement, success, I love you guys. I'm right there with you. I can be the same way. I have to say that none of that really matters if you aren't living your life. Yes, working hard is important. Reaching your goals is important. Showing up for yourself is so important. And committing to the promises that you've made yourself are so important. But so is experiencing new things, making memories, spending time with the people you love, laughing, loving. Those are the things that make life better and meaningful and fulfilling. Today was a perfect example of that. Today's actually Saturday. I started this episode on Friday night and I was having technical difficulties, so we're recording the next day. And this morning I was feeling kind of stressed because I was not able to finish my episode last night, which was the original plan. I had plans today and I had to cancel some of them because I needed to get this work done. And then I was thinking about it and I realized that, you know, I had such a productive, accomplished week this week, and I deserve to live my life, enjoy myself, even though I still had work to do, even though I was a little bit behind. So I didn't want to spend the whole day working and not really enjoying my weekend. So I decided to go on a little brunch date with my boyfriend, enjoy ourselves, go on a Target run, get some coffee. And I knew that I would get what I needed to get done, but I get to enjoy myself as well. And it doesn't have to be all work, no play. And here I am about to finish this episode and it's only 6 p.m. and I still have the rest of the evening to enjoy myself. So this is your reminder to focus, stay on track, work on yourself, but also go hang out with your friends, go live your life, go shopping, go have fun, go to brunch, go schedule a dinner date, like go live your life and enjoy yourself because those things also matter and make life so much better. So these are my top tips on how to improve your life. I hope that you enjoyed, you took something away from it. I know this was a longer episode because we had a whole lot to catch up on, but I really hope that you enjoyed. I'm feeling so over the moon right now. I'm feeling so just incredibly grateful for you guys, my community, my journey, where I'm at in life, this new chapter and everything. And I'm just so excited for what's to come. But anyways, you guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it. Let me know what you loved most about this episode. Feel free to DM me and I will see you all in the next one. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.